This is Stephen Adams.
And this is Kevin Durant.
You Kevin Durant, mate? Good to see you, mate. Different complexion.
Okay, let's go. Right.
So, this is Stephen Adams.
And this is Enes Kanter.
You're listening to the Down to Earth...
Down to Dunk podcast.
What? Down to Dunk.
Down to Dunk.
I'll say that. Introduce yourself, mate.
Here's Stephen Adams, and I'm Enes Kanter.
And you're listening to Down to Dunk podcast.
Stay tuned.
Good morning and welcome to episode three.
That's way too much.
Five of the Down to Dunk podcast.
Oh my God, this intro is going to take 5 minutes.
I'm Luke.
In like a year.
Joined this morning by Taylor and Andrew.
I'm Andrew.
What's up, dudes?
I'm Andrew's brother, Taylor.
Why do you say that?
What's up?
People need to know that we're brothers.
What's up, my brothers? Yeah. We're the Down to Dunk Family Podcast.
Yeah, he's my brother.
Fam Pod. You're going to hear Luke's dog.
Yeah.
Luke's temporary dog.
We don't even need to get into it.
I wish he would.
I really wish he would. Not even worth talking about.
Wow, that's sad.
So the Thunder beat the Spurs last night.
Yay, it was good.
It looked like a hopeless week, right? So they lose to the Trailblazers by five. Then they lose to the Suns. And they lose to the Mavericks. And they lose to the Blazers again.
Get killed by the Mavericks.
They got killed by Seth Curry.
And the Mavericks just said, yeah, we're just going to put Dirk at center. And then that's what's going to work.
Yeah.
And then we couldn't do anything.
He scored 30,000 points in the game, Taylor.
In the game. Do you see? Is that what Ben Stiller said?
What?
I saw a video. It was like a congratulations, no. Dirk.
I just saw on Twitter he scored 30,000 points in the game, and that's very impressive for one basketball game.
You're making a Ben Stiller joke right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are. No. Ben Stiller made this joke.
People make a lot of things about Russ averaging a triple-double, but he's gotten nowhere near the 30,000 points in a game. Okay? So something has to be said for that.
That's right. Who's the real MVP? Last night, the Thunder win 102-92. They beat a Spurs team that had won nine in a row. And this team, I mean, I kind of expect the Spurs to be the number one seed in the West now. And for the Thunder to beat them, that's a really big deal, especially for a team that had been struggling so much. So Russell Westbrook kind of got back to his triple-double spree last night. He was so impressive. 23 points, 13 assists, 13 rebounds. He just controlled the game. And in the first quarter, even in the first half in general, they were just feeding Stephen Adams, which was really good. He had eight shots as opposed to the one shot that he had against Portland the other night. He looked way more engaged than he had in a long time. Also, Taj Gibson started last night, so they moved Domantas Sabonis to the bench. And I think that Taj's his presence is really energizing to the team.
What do you get him?
Huh?
His presence? What'd he get him?
Well, before every game, he buys them, like, you know, Aaron Rodgers, like, buys his linemen, like, TVs and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what Taj does, man, for this team.
Is that true?
It sounds like that's true that Aaron Rodgers does. Not every game.
Yeah. Okay.
But, like, quarterbacks buy their offensive line. Like,
well, it makes sense.
I didn't know. I thought you
sounds like
game.
Those presents really did make a difference.
All the presents that Taj Gibson gave really helped the team out today. Thanks, Luke. Victor Oladipo, he was really, really great last night. 20 points, 3 assists, 4 boards. He was great. Really, was there anybody that didn't play well? Maybe Alex Abrines was really the only guy last night that didn't have a good game.
Yeah, but it was one of those games too where everyone just had it going. So when Alex Abrines made his first three, which was in the fourth quarter, I think, fourth quarter, I remember my brother looked at me and was like, oh, that was his first, those were his first points of the game. But it was one of those games where the Thunder's playing so well, you just think everyone's scoring like 10 points, you know?
Even Samaje Christian looked good last night.
Yeah.
He didn't shoot, which is why he looked so good, I think.
Yeah, his defense was good. He had a couple good passes, too.
Yeah, he had one pass in particular to Kanter that was actually an impressive pass.
It was.
The first pass, I was like, oh, wait, who is that?
It was.
I'm always looking at them when I'm watching them on TV. And I'm like, it's hard to tell if it's Victor or Samaj because they're both...
They,
Their numbers look the same on the jersey, and they're about the same height.
Their heads look the same.
Yeah, it's really it's cool.
It's very cool thing.
It's very cool.
The Spurs.
You go ahead first.
I was going to say the Spurs.
We're supposed to talk more about presents.
Yeah, no, but I've got something else.
My favorite. Okay, you can go. You can. The Spurs weren't super Spursy last night. The ball was not really moving around.
That's kind of how they play now, though, right?
Yeah, like a lot of half court slow,
especially without Manu and Tony Parker.
Yes,
and those guys aren't great now. But they help move the ball a lot.
Right. They bring presents that
What do they bring?
They bring a lot of assists.
Oh, I bet people are happy to get those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're starting, I mean, they started their rookie, DeJounte Murray. He played 24 minutes and he was pretty bad. He was a minus 18.
He was making some bad decisions that was gonna get popped to yell at him. I remember one time he would like, because he was trying to be like, you know, a big man against Russell Westbrook, you know, sometimes, yeah, and take it to the rack, and he would just force so many things, and I just kept thinking, Pop's gonna yell at you.
You're gonna get yelled at.
Coach Pop's gonna yell at you if you keep doing that.
They also played a guy named Brian Forbes, B-R-Y-N, Brian Forbes. He was really bad. That dude,
he was bad.
I don't know. It was a weird night for the Spurs, but they also had a fresh Kawhi Leonard and a fresh LaMarcus Aldridge. They should have beaten the Thunder. Kawhi only played 26 minutes. I guess he got hit in the face.
Okay, because we didn't know. I was at the game and we didn't know like what. Yeah. He just wasn't on the bench all of a sudden.
Yeah, I guess he got hit in the face. They say that he's okay, but they just held him out for the rest of the game. He's such an impressive player.
I know.
He had 19 points in 26 minutes, and like some of his post moves were crazy. The way that, I mean, he can do everything.
And he's so like gradual the way he gets from outside the 3-point line to the basket.
Yeah.
Like he's very, I don't know what the word is. Like it's kind of slow, but everything's has a purpose. Everything's intentional.
Methodical.
Yeah. He's very methodical. And, he's amazing, man.
Yeah.
He dream shook who? Roberson, I think?
Yes.
Oof.
Yeesh.
And he can pop. It's amazing. Like, you really see how large his hands are with how he plays basketball. Because he palms it so much and can, like, does weird things.
It's holding a tennis ball. It's like me holding a tennis ball.
It's crazy.
I saw the game. I was at the game last night with my parents and my brother. And every time that
A fam game.
And cool. Every time that Oladipo makes a shot, my mom screams, Oladipo!
That's a good impression of your mom, actually.
And
it is her son.
After about three or four times of doing it, and I was noticing that she was doing it, she turns and she goes, I love saying his name.
do you, mom?
Every time, screw Oladipo.
She got to do it 8 times last night.
Oh, it was great.
He was really good. He was so confident.
Yeah, he had that like step back too, where he took him off the dribble. Yeah. I mean, it was just like, okay, this is what we've been kind of waiting for.
Yes,
with Vic, and I think him being out not only helped his back, but also his wrist.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
His neck, his back.
He had been playing with a hurt wrist for a long time. And so he had like the all-star break and then the extended break.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on his shooting hand. So I think that really helped him. Also, Domantas Sabonis played 20 minutes last night. He was a +7. It was maybe one of his best games of the season. He posterized, was that David Lee or Dwayne Dedmon or both of them?
I don't know which one it was.
That dunk that he had.
It was Dedmon.
Yeah, Dwayne Dedmon. And he had a couple nice passes. He just looked a whole lot better than he had in a really long time. He looked like November Domas.
Yeah. And he was in weird spots on the floor, too. He took a couple like mid-range jumpers, and he was there a lot. He was like on that part of the floor a lot of the game, and I'm not used to seeing him there. Yeah. And I wonder if it's just... Actually, I have no idea why he was doing that, but it was just different, man. Like him coming off the bench and playing with these different players, he was different. And I wonder if it kind of put a fire in his butt that he like was, you know, kicked off the starting squad.
Yeah,
maybe. Well,
and obviously, I mean, he had to see the writing on the wall a little bit. Yeah. He's playing horrible. I mean, he was awful. And Taj, I mean, Taj is really good. He sets good screens. He's a leader. He's a really good defender. I wish that he could shoot threes.
Yeah.
But he's still a good enough offensive player. Also, Doug McDermott from the trade was really great last night. He hit 1-3, but really what was impressive was his mid-range game and his ability to take guys off the dribble and to come off screens. He was really good last night. He was just hitting, and he was super confident as well.
Yeah. I think someone told him he has the green light because he took a lot of shots in limited time last night.
Yeah.
Every time he had the ball, he was dribbling and taking a shot, which is great. I didn't mind it from him. He's so good, too, that
and like, they even
you
had
just
him,
want him to do it.
They had him in the end, at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Basically with like their closing unit before things really got out of hand. So that was good to see. So, I mean, it's a really impressive win for the Thunder. Not only was it against the Spurs, but it also put them in the sixth seed over the Grizzlies, who are also struggling at the moment. So I think that's where they'll stay. I'd really be surprised if they went any higher or if they went back down to seven. I think that they'll continue to play well. They have a really tough opponent, the Jazz, coming up, but I do think that they can, you know, they play Brooklyn after that and Toronto without Kyle Lowry. So I think that the Thunder, they're in good shape to be the sixth seed. I think they're going to avoid the Warriors. I do think the Warriors, there's a really good chance that they're the two seed, which is a huge thing for that team.
Yes.
Because playing the Nuggets or playing the Grizzlies, like, that's such a massive difference, right?
Yeah, completely different. And if they play, think about this. So if they're the two seed and they play the Grizzlies, and then their next, the second round would be who? Clippers?
Four or five. It would be Clippers or Jazz. Utah.
Yeah, so if it's like Grizzlies getting beat up by the Grizzlies, and then making it through and playing the Clippers or Utah.
Yeah, both who play big, both who are really physical.
And then you have to play the Spurs.
Yeah.
And then if you make it past that, you have to play the Cavs.
Yeah.
Like, they have a pretty tough playoff schedule coming up, which is great because usually they don't.
Right.
Like, usually it's like, oh, we have to play someone in the conference finals now.
Yeah, because last year they played the Blazers in the second round.
Yeah.
In the second round.
It's bull crap.
That is total bull crap.
It's a load of bull.
Basically, they deserve this, and they don't deserve Kevin Durant to play in the playoffs with them.
All right.
Okay,
let's
thanks.
Let's move on to DQs.
Or is no. It?
No.
No. No. What no. The? And when? Hey, guys. Who should we buy a delicious coop beverage for? A beer coop.
A beer coop.
Beer coop. I mean, Russell Westbrook is clearly the guy, but I think that we need to give one to Steven Adams. He's had such a hard week, right?
He's had such a bad week.
So bad. And then last night he played really well. He was 5 of 8 from the field, still not shooting well from the free throw line, which really sucks. But his defense was much better. He was way more engaged than he has been in a long time.
Well, who did he get engaged to? Congrats to Steve, man.
Congrats,
he does,
Steve
he does deserve a coop.
He does.
That's a big day.
Or a lot more kegs of coops.
Kegs of coops.
For the wedding, of course.
Oh,
for the reception.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
We better get those invites soon.
Take a frosty bev.
So I saw Fred Katz.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Steven Adams, man, what you said. You're
Steven
breaking
Adams.
News.
Steven Adams was really bad in those four losses. He was so bad. I saw Fred Katz tweet when he was on the court, the Thunder's defensive rating was like 118. And when he was off, it was 109. Like, what?
Shout out to Fred Katz. That's all I got to say.
Shout out to Fred, to the Katz man.
Katz man!
I think Steven Adams just needs an F5. Just a delicious, just F5.
Oh, drink a damn, my man.
It's good. It's always good.
It is.
Get yourself one on this Friday.
After a tough week, there's nothing better.
And they use tornado spinning technology, so when you put it in your mouth, it actually swirls around and goes down your throat.
Yeah. You can't tell because the can's not see-through.
That's right.
Yeah.
and in South America, it goes the other direction.
Yeah, ooh.
Let's move on to TQs.
Let's move on to Twitter questions.
Twitter questions.
Our first Twitter question comes from at Thundercult, who wants to know, are we scared of the Golden State Warriors falling to 2 and OKC staying at 7 yet?
I talked about that a little bit. I was a little fearful before the Spurs game, for sure. I didn't see a win coming this weekend for the Thunder if they continue to play the way that they were. Clearly the Jazz and the Spurs are a lot better than they are, but they played great last night. I do think that they'll stay in the sixth seed. But I really don't want any part of playing Golden State. Like, none of it.
Yeah. It would just be, are you speaking on basketball terms, emotional terms?
Both, right?
Both.
But if Durant can't play in the first round, and there was a podcast that The Ringer did where they talked about Durant, like his status, and how the the Warriors are like seem to be pretty optimistic. But then when some of the media members saw him, they said, like, he can't, like, move. Like, the celebration that they had for, like, his progress is that he was able to extend his leg.
Ooh.
Hooray!
he's moving his arms great.
What?
Yeah, we did some back stretches with him. His arms are working just fine. We're pretty optimistic.
We finally took off his shoe. Still got all 5 toes. Hooray!
Yeah, so it was... I don't know. If he can't go in the first round... And the Thunder, whoops.
Oh, who's there?
It's Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Jay said, move your shoes.
Jay's the one person that's watching us. Hey, we're on Periscope. If you guys,
Jay's not here. Jay's out of town.
If you guys want to walk, wake up at 6 in the morning and watch us on Periscope, you can.
Right now.
Jay did.
What were you saying?
So if the Thunder got the Warriors in the first round,
right, and Durant can't play.
Didn't play.
There's a part of me that would
There's part of me that really wants it, and there's a part of me that doesn't. Right?
There's a part of me that would really like to see him be on the bench, like in a losing game to Oklahoma City.
I don't really want to go here because
what? Let's just do it, man.
Because it feels so good.
Yeah. Yes. I don't deserve this sort of pleasure. Can you imagine if the Thunder played the Warriors in the first round
and beat them
2-7 and the Thunder won
and Kevin Durant couldn't play,
KD didn't play?
That is like and then Golden State goes out in the first round. That's the end of the season.
Right.
Is there a more like karma thing that could happen though?
It would.
You go to Golden State to have an easier job at to get a championship easier.
Nope. Hardest road to a championship.
Actually, if you think about it, it's a lot harder with Golden State because we're too good.
That's what he said.
Because our players are actually like some of the best in the league, so it's like a little harder, you know? Does that make sense?
It's the toughest road because four all-NBA players on one team. Have you heard of that before?
It's hard, man.
Because Zaza Pachulia falls over a lot.
Yeah, sometimes Zaza falls over, it's going to be pretty hard.
Shatters knees. It's really tough. All right.
That would be crazy.
I would love it. And then we could get smoked in the second round. I'd still.
Oh, that'd be. No. It doesn't matter.
I'd still be like that girl in American Beauty when she's like bathing in rose petals.
You know, don't do this. Don't. No. I know, but don't.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Mina Suvari. Shout out.
Hey, if you listen to the podcast, let us know.
We got a lot of Mina Suvari heads out there who know what we're talking about. Let's move on to our next Twitter question. Comes from at Tim Kurtz, who wants to know, has Vicky's absence / comeback been more significant than Cantor's?
I don't think so. I think they both
equally signif.
They really are. The bench was horrific without Cantor.
Mm-hmm.
And they missed Oladipo really badly, specifically his perimeter defense, because Zabrinas was playing pretty well for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also tough because in the time that Vic missed, Steven Adams was also just hot garbage. So it's hard to like sparse that out. But anyways, I think they're both really important. I think that Cantor has just improved so much and Victor's disappointed just that much to whether they're kind of on equal playing fields with how important they are to this team.
Yeah. And Vic's ability to create his own shot, too, with that starting unit is really important, because Russ was just having to do way too much. And I think, you know what I think? When Russ has to take over and do too much because someone's injured, I feel like he clicks into this mode where it's like, okay, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me. And then he just does that. Because that's what... And then, like, he can't get out of it for four games.
Yeah.
Because that's really what those four games were like, was, like, it was a different Russell Westbrook than we've seen the rest of the season. And I didn't... It's so weird. I was looking at the stats for the Portland game, and we talked about this, but, like, I think Cantor had 9 shots that game, and then... Or Oladipo had 9 shots that game, and then Russ had 39 shots, and that was the closest.
Yeah.
You know, two players, and then everyone else was single digit shot attempts. And that is weird. I know Russ is a ball hog, but it has never been like that before.
That's bad Russ, right?
That's crazy weird bad Russ.
That's really bad.
39 shots. You took 30 more shots than the next person on your team. That's insane.
It's not great.
But you got 58 in a loss. Good job.
I think Vic's ceiling is higher than Cantor's.
Than Russell Westbrook, I agree.
As far as importance to this team.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this season, like, I don't know that a lot of people would want to say this, but I do think that their importance has been pretty equal.
Yeah.
Ooh, controversial. Let's move on to our next Twitter question.
I'm not sure people care that much.
Controversy. Whoa, Andrew. Touchy subject. I don't know if we're willing to go there. Our next Twitter question comes from Triple Double VGC.
Triple Double VGC.
No, I can't. I can hardly read. Triple Double VGC.
There we go.
Who wants to know which of Samaj, Kristen, Norris Cole, or Victor Oladipo would you prefer at the backup PG position?
Oladipo.
I mean, it's Vic.
It's Oladipo. Was Norris Cole hurt last night? Am I missing something?
No, he wasn't hurt.
So, it just didn't see him at all.
He didn't play. DMP.
Huh.
Why?
What do you think about it?
Why?
I don't know. I don't.
He went with Samaj, I guess, for defensive ability.
Yeah, but
and
they
like,
also,
he's a larger body.
It's also part of the reason that they brought in Norris Cole.
Yeah.
Was for his defensive ability.
Yeah.
His ability to hit shots. I don't know. They went with Samaj in the game prior because Norris Cole was really bad.
Yeah.
Neither of them are like going to be like these like fantastic backup point guard. I think that Norris Cole is better than Samaj, and I think that he'll ultimately get those backup minutes. But in the playoffs, if I'm them, I don't play Norris Cole or Samaj. I just play Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, just cut him out.
Play Victor Oladipo 35 minutes and let him be the backup.
Mm. That's all. I mean, okay, if it was between Samaj and Norris Cole, you want Norris.
Yeah, ultimately Norris Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Although Samaj was maybe that was his best game last night, probably.
That was the best game he's ever played in his life.
And he didn't shoot, which was really great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to the next Twitter question. It comes from @Johnny4USC, who wants to know if we think it's more important for Russ to triple-double or just actively and consistently get his teammates involved.
The triple doubles are just what happens when he's trying to get his teammates
involved. I was going
to
say, aren't they the same thing?
Yeah, they're the same thing.
This season, they're the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell, so like last night, he was running pick and rolls instead of pulling up for shots. He was really forcing passes into Cantor and Steve to get them shots. When he had shots,
there were a few drives where he forced it like into Adams. There was one like banker shot that Adams had where I just felt like that Russ just forced it into him, like just obviously. A few stats from ESPN Stats and Information.
Ooh.
The Thunder are 25-6 this season when Russell Westbrook records a triple double, and 11-23 when he doesn't. Oh no!
Oh no!
It's gone black.
Our people.
Hey, peoples.
Russ recorded his 31st triple-double last night, which ties Wilt Chamberlain for the second most in a season in NBA history.
Yeah, but you know, Russ's triple-doubles are just kind of empty. They're just kind of empty stats.
This is empty stats, guys. Empty stats at its best.
When do you... I have to talk crap on this.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Do it.
When do you decide when something is an empty stat and when it is not? When you don't like the player?
I guess.
Because, like...
Well, here's the thing.
It's not an empty... It's like... The fullest stat is when you're doing, like, when you have numbers and your team is benefiting from it.
That's when it's, if people are saying that Russ's stats are empty stats, they're idiots, right?
Right. The team is winning when he's doing that.
Because the 25-6 tells you that they're not empty stats.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when they're not empty stats. They're empty stats whenever you're the Orlando Magic and you're Nick Vucevic and you're just putting up big time stats every night and you lose.
Right. Russ's 58-point game night the other night to the Trailblazers.
It was the most hollow 58 points ever.
It is, though. I mean,
I'm not being sarcastic. It was not good.
The team sucked and they lost.
And it wasn't helpful to the team for him to shoot that much.
Right, exactly. So, yes, that's empty stats. But on the season, Russ's triple doubles, obviously. And his triple doubles come in a way that it's like all of a sudden he has a triple double. You don't know. You're not counting it. Like with KD, I remember we used to like, oh, he needs two more assists to get a triple double. You know, and you're really watching it. There are certain players that you can really watch. But with Russ, he's getting those assists in the flow of the game and rebounds, especially in the flow of the game.
Yeah.
But
Russ is in such a special situation where the team needs him to rebound in order for them to get their offense going like they wanted to. And they need him to dish out assists for the team to succeed because they have basically no other playmakers. So that's like the perfect storm for the triple double. People are like, well, why is this happening? Well, it's because Kevin Durant left. And Russell Westbrook has got to control everything that happens on this team, and he can because, one, he's got some decent weapons that people really don't want to admit are decent on the team. Mm-hmm. And then he's got a rebound. They have to play fast. This is not a half-court team. If they play in the half-court, they're losing. Mm-hmm. So that's the special circumstances that have led to this triple double. Also, just the offensive explosion this season. But I think that it's more to do with the perfect storm that the Thunder are in.
Yeah, I agree. And people, I saw someone else complaining about his usage rate lately. That's kind of been a thing.
Yeah.
But like, yes. And again, his usage rate doesn't matter if he's using the time he has the ball to do good things for the rest of the team.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
If the Thunder are winning, why is that a big deal?
And you like point, and they always point to other teams like, well, look at Kawhi, like his usage rate compared to the other MVP candidates or whatever. But it's just different. Every team's different. Every player's different.
And also, Kawhi Leonard's not a playmaker.
Yeah.
He can score, and he's the best defender in the league, but he's not a playmaker. So his usage rate can't be that high, right?
Right. And Harden's is really high, too.
Yeah, it is. And he just set the record for the most turnovers in an NBA season ever.
Yeah, but no one's going to talk about it.
Well, every turnover he gets, he's setting the record again.
That's right.
Because he set it last year, and this year he's already beaten it.
Wow. What a guy. That's
Yeah, why don't we hear people more about that? That sucks.
You really don't hear about Harden turnovers, though. I don't feel like I do.
It's because he's so efficient in his turning over of the ball.
Well, actually, if you look at it, his turnovers are actually good turnovers.
Yeah. I'm Tom Haberstroh, and this is how James Harden's turnovers are really helping the Rockets.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Gab.
Oh, my Gab. I really am expecting that video to happen. That is
when
totally...
When the Rockets turn the ball over, they shoot 100% of the time into the basket. It's crazy. I'm Tom Haberstroh. All
right. And those are the numbers. And
those are the numbers.
All right, let's move on to our next.
Hold on, I'm sorry, one more thing. It's like Russell Westbrook, triple-double. When he scores triple-doubles, they win. James Harden, when he has more than 10 turnovers, the Rockets are 40-0.
40-0.
It helps his team. That's all.
That Tom Haberstroh video was so bad about Russ. It was the worst. It was just grabbing stats out of Basketball Reference and just throwing them out there, right?
Yeah, totally.
Without understanding what they mean or why they're happening.
Why don't the Thunder get more praise? Because they're doing better than anyone thought they would do, and their best player left. Why? Like, usually if something like this happens, people are talking about, well, you know, they're really doing something here. You know, they're not gonna, they're not a contender, but they're, you know,
there are people that are saying that. There are a lot of people that are saying that. Just the people, there's just also a loud voice of people that are just being ridiculous.
A loud voice of Chris Webber.
Chris Webber is so bad.
He just needs
to go do color for the Warriors, right?
Yeah.
Which is what he's basically doing for every game, even if the Warriors aren't playing in it.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from at Tech de Plage. Wants to know, who's the fashionista of the pod? Me. Twitter question.
It's why though?
Because I'm the best.
What does fashionista mean?
Good looking, dress well, super fashionable as me.
Okay, describe to everyone what tie you're wearing right now.
Fashionable. They can see. They can get on their Periscope.
It's a wool tie. It's fuzzy.
It is fuzzy. Yeah.
It's skinny and it's squared off on the bottom.
And it's great and very good looking.
That's fashionista.
Yeah, it is.
And
hell yeah, my brother.
And
is that how fashionistas talk?
Hell yeah, my brother.
Is that bracelet? Cool, are bracelets fashionista?
Hell yeah, my brother.
Because if they are, then Luke is total fashionista.
Let's look at me. I'm fashion okay. man.
I don't think of this, fashionista as
why,
like.
Why are we talking about this question so in depth?
Someone asked.
I know,
but you won't let us talk about it.
Why are you feeling so uncomfortable?
This is the first time in the history of the Downtown Podcast that we talk about something not related to basketball that Luke's like, I'm out.
Why is this making you uncomfortable?
Because there's no question about it. It's me.
I think it's Jay. Next question.
Yeah, it's Jay.
Okay, I'll give it to Jay. He has good hair.
He does have good hair.
Immaculate.
It is good.
Immaculate. I've never seen it.
Jay, how often do you get your hair cut?
He gets his hair cut a lot.
Dave. Like Presti a lot?
Yes.
You think once a week?
Weekly.
No.
I bet it's at least every 2 weeks.
Weekly Jay cut.
He's got it, man. He's in front of the people all the time.
That's true.
It's a good look. It's okay. Jay wins. I'm number two. Andrew's number three.
Luke, you just don't get my style, bro.
No, I get it.
No, you don't.
All right, now we can move on.
We have opposite styles.
Now we can definitely move on.
No, I get it.
Oh, really? The ladies get it too.
Yeah. Tell me what you're wearing right now. Nothing. You came to my house nude.
I'm naked.
Next Twitter question comes from Cody Son of Steve, who wants to know, is Russ's high usage rate harmful in any way? Should he stop reading Bill Simmons articles? Yes, stop.
The answer, the only reason I put this one in is just to tell you, just stop. Just stop. Your life will be better. I know that you feel like, oh, Bill Simmons, he's been very influential to the podcast community and to all these writers, and we should really read him. And yes, he has been incredibly influential. But stop. Just cleanse yourself of all things Bill Simmons and thank me later.
It's been good, man. I've been on the other side. Every now and then I'll go back for like to hate listen.
Yeah.
Like the KD interview, I hate listen.
Yes, I listened to that.
But really, life is a lot better.
It's way better. There's a lot of podcasts out there. There's a lot of stuff to read that does not involve Bill Simmons, and your life will be better.
Yeah.
Period. Next question.
Which of us read his Russell Westbrook article?
I'm not reading it. I didn't read it either.
I didn't either.
Do love The Ringer, though. The Ringer has some good writers on
it's
there.
It's gotten a lot better.
Shea Serrano, killing it.
He killed a guy. Next, Twitter question.
And wrote about it.
He wrote about what it feels like. Turns out, man. Feels good. Next, Twitter question comes from at Jake Giffen, who wants to know, what's with all the continued Russ slander when OKC is 4-0 post All-Star break when he gets a triple-double and 0-4 when he does it?
I don't know.
First off, not slander. I hate to get legal in this. It's not slander.
What is it? Libel?
It's not libel either. It's just people's opinions.
But they're wrong. People, they should be held to justice.
A lot of people hate on Russ just because I think that he's just incredibly intimidating. And people don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the only reason, really.
Yeah.
Well, actually.
And like he's not like funny on camera.
Yeah. I think most of it's efficiency, right? If he was shooting more efficiently, and if he shot threes better, people would love him.
But, like, why? So, is it just because Iverson was in a different time then? Because basically, Iverson's percentage, like, Russ is, like, shooting at Iverson efficiency.
People weren't talking about, like, effective field goal percentage back then and stuff like that. People were looking at raw box scores more than they are now.
And they're actually watching the games more back then?
Probably.
Because that's part of the problem, too, is that people aren't watching the games as much. People aren't getting context.
Yeah.
Because people have learned numbers so much and such deep, you know, these, like, really advanced stats that they just, I really think that they think they can go look at these advanced stats and these deep stats and then can tell what a player's doing.
Also, the Thunder have had some really bad national TV games.
Oh, very bad national TV. That's why I was very happy that last night happened.
I know, me too.
It was very relieving.
I just feel like people, I don't know. I just feel like generally people are going to ignore that game for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Because like Kawhi took the lead in the MVP race because he had two possessions that were really great. And then
that is freaking, they were great possessions.
They were great. It was a great game.
They were great. He obviously won the game. It was insane how Twitter like blew up for Kawhi for MVP after that happened. And he's been really good.
Yeah.
Obviously he's in the MVP race, but really like people are turning on like a game.
It's ridiculous.
It was a hell of a game.
MVP.
I think
hell of a game MVP.
Also, I think that what Kevin Durant did and his crew did whenever he moved to Golden State and they threw Russ under the bus with that Bleacher Report article and all that stuff, I think that matters too.
Yeah.
And people, the narrative of Kevin Durant was sick of playing with Russell Westbrook, I think that has seeped into some people's view of him.
Yeah.
And I wish people would go back and watch the things that Taj Gibson said last night on the broadcast, where they did like one of those little mini interviews that comes on right before play starts again. And he talked about how he's like the most encouraging guy. He said even through the losing streak, like he's the guy who's encouraging everybody in the huddle. He's always laughing and he's always trying to get the spirits up of the team. He said that he's just relentless. And I wish that story could get out more. Because you just don't hear that many good things about Russell Westbrook and his personality or his leadership skills when you know that they're there, but you just never really hear about them that much.
Yeah, and he's just not the type that's going to show that off to media or like he wants everyone to know what he's doing, right?
Yeah, I just think that the Thunder could do a much better job of pushing that, right?
Yeah, but I just, maybe he doesn't want it. Like, I'm sure that the Thunder have tried to talk to him or do something like, or PR has been like, Russ, like, you want to do this? Or, hey, I know you're doing, having a charity event. Like, can we kind of push that or whatever?
Just his leadership on the court or with the other players. I just think that there could be more stories about that in general.
Yeah.
And like how much players respect him and like playing with him. Because a lot of people are, I mean, I don't know if Bill Simmons said this, but I assume he's like, I don't know if guys even like playing with him because he takes too many shots, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Bill Simmons.
He does
say that. I'm Bill Simmons. I love that Bill Simmons articles at the end where every article he says, I'm Bill Simmons.
I'm Bill Simmons.
I'm Bill Simmons. Thanks for listening.
Can't wait for these Brooklyn Nets picks.
I know. That is freaking true. Yeah, I'm watching like every Nets game because of the picks. He just has to say that all the time.
Just the picks. All right, let's move on to our next Twitter question. Comes from Admin Vance, who wants to know the favorite March Madness moment from our favorite March Madness moment from a current NBA player.
Buzzer beaters. Love them. Love the buzzer beaters.
All the buzzers.
Can't get enough buzzer beaters.
So
I don't know that I have a moment, but I loved watching those Butler teams with Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
They were super fun. And they almost won that final game.
If it wasn't for Kyle Singler.
Oh, Gorgman.
Gorgman. He almost... Okay, so you're talking about the game that he threw up a half-court shot.
He threw up?
He threw up.
At half-court.
At half-court.
And then shot a guy.
How embarrassing.
And shot a guy in the stands. And they almost gave Butler the game because it was so weird.
It was
People
March,
were confused.
March Madness.
That was madness.
They don't call it that for nothing.
No. But he was playing Kyle Singler's Duke team.
That's true.
And it was for the championship.
They almost won.
They almost
Butler won. Almost won. That was a fun Butler team.
Gorgman was good.
He was good. Also, Mario Chalmers with the Kansas Jayhawks.
Yeah.
Winning against Derrick Rose.
Mm.
It's pretty cool.
And the Memphis Tigers.
I don't love college basketball. I've been really into the OSU Cowboys this year, though. They've been really fun. But other than that, I'm not a huge college basketball man.
Yeah. We don't have time for college basketball man.
Yeah. No time.
Unless Luke, do you watch the OSU games?
No. Sometimes. They're with
fun.
My dad.
They're fun, man.
They're fun.
Let's move on to our next Twitter question.
Let's move on.
Comes from at Tim Kurtz, who wants to know, were the Thunder just playing down to their competition before the Spurs?
I don't know that they were. Mostly just because of that weird funk that Steven Adams was in. Like, I just think that that was just a weird thing.
You might have the flu. Everyone's sick right now.
Everybody is sick right now.
Everyone's so puny.
I do. Thanks, Mom. I do think that the Thunder have been guilty of that in the past, of playing down to their opponent.
I think so, too.
I don't know that this particular team. I just think that this particular team can just have really crappy nights and really bad stretches where they don't play well. And I don't know that it's necessarily playing down to their opponent. But I do think this team has been guilty of that in the past.
Yeah, and they just depend on Russ so much and his energy that if he is in that mode of scoring mode, then everyone realizes that, and really that energy kind of seeps out to everyone else.
Yeah.
And then confidence levels start to go down.
It's like, oh, great. All right. I'm not shooting at
right,
all.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll just run some stuff for Russ.
We're just going to run up and down
Russ
the
crazy,
court.
Russ is crazy, man. Russ is crazy, man. He's like the most aggressive player.
He's a wild man.
But that happens too. Russ is the team so much.
Yeah.
It's just if he's not.
It's whatever he wants to do.
Exactly. And then everyone kind of picks up with where he is.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, Steven Adams, super puny. Next,
breaking news.
This is breaking news, Steven Adams, super puny. Next, Twitter question comes from at Jim_Thomas_, who wants to know, are we going to look back at Taj starting as a turning point? Jim_Thomas_ says yes.
Jim's a really smart guy. He knows his basketball, and I agree. I think that it is definitely
You can tell he's a smart guy from this tweet.
He tweets a lot at us. He's good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't denying
it. Whoa,
I wasn't talking to Jim.
Jimothy.
Whoa, bro.
I wasn't denying it. I just didn't know.
Jim knows his stuff.
I didn't know the context.
That's really
puny of me.
Real puny.
I think that it helps the rotation. I think that it... We kind of worried about Domas's confidence in going to the bench, but I think it kind of took some pressure off of him. So I do think that it's a turning point for this team. I think that the rotations make a little bit more sense. I think the starting lineup is much better, especially on defense. So, yeah, I agree.
I say yes.
Our next Twitter question comes from @CodySonOfSteve, who wants to know, should players, parentheses, boogie,
the
boogie, be allowed to talk smack back to fans?
I don't think you should.
I think you should be allowed to. Fans are DHs, man.
Yeah, but what good does it do the player to do that?
I will say the player is the one who always looks the worst when it's like a fair battle between fan and player.
I mean, a fan could be saying or doing whatever.
Yeah.
In the moment. I mean, just look at Marcus Smart in college, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke, are you okay?
Nope. Can't drink water.
Oh, the fashionista's got water all over his shirt.
White shirt. You're going to be able to see my nips.
All right.
Your
when Marcus
nips.
Smart got into it with that fan.
Yeah. Right.
That was a huge deal.
No one looked great in that.
Right. I mean, obviously, when all the news came out, but Marcus Smart ended up looking a little bit worse just because he was the guy that the player that did something. You never want to be the player that does something.
Which sucks because in that occasion, like, yes, of course, Marcus Smart is trying to fight that guy.
That stuff happens probably every night.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, that stuff is happening every night to these guys. There's some idiot sitting close that just thinks they can say whatever they want, and they've earned the right to yell at these guys. And
they bought the right. I bought these tickets.
They did. They paid $2,000 so I can cuss out DeMarcus Cousins. So I can
yell racial slurs at you.
And I'm sure that that Boogie gets a lot of crap.
Oh, man.
And a lot of it probably is that people are like, you know what? I can get a rise out of this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I think the players have to be above that.
Yeah, I think so too. And the people too that are like, man, that guy has a bad attitude. I'm going to yell him and put him in his place.
Yeah.
You know, like those people.
Right.
Oh, I hate just those think that people.
They're so important.
Yeah.
Like everything they say is so important.
Like he shouldn't be acting like that. Hey,
first of all, people just shouldn't respond to those kind of people in general
at all.
Right.
You just shouldn't be that person.
No, don't be that person. I don't think they should, I mean, be allowed to. I mean, of course they're allowed to, but I don't think that they, if you're an NBA player, it does you no good to engage in anything like that.
All right. Our final Twitter question comes from at Michael McAfee.
McAfee?
Which McAfee. Who wants us to pick one? Russ is the MVP, but the Warriors sweep Oklahoma City in the first round. Or Harden is MVP. Oklahoma loses in second round to the Spurs, who win the West.
Michael McAfee.
Thank you, Michael McMurphy.
McMurphy. So I thought this was a really good question, and I wanted to see what people on Twitter thought.
What did our people think?
I took a poll.
What did our poll people think?
59% of people chose option two, where Harden wins the MVP, OKC loses in the second round to the Spurs, who win the West.
Huh.
And then 41%, Russ the MVP, and the Warriors sweep the Thunder in the first round. What do you guys think?
I don't know. There's a part of... I really want Russ to get MVP. There is a part of me that thinks that it will feel a little tainted if, like, you win MVP and then you go in the first round and get swept.
Yeah.
I don't feel good.
It doesn't feel good, but do I remember that 4 years from now?
You do. Yes.
Oh, well. Then.
But you also remember Russell Westbrook earns the MVP after Kevin Durant leaves Oklahoma City, and the Thunder have their MVP again. And you get to hear a Russell Westbrook MVP speech.
Yeah.
He'll be the reigning MVP all next year. So whenever the Thunder are announced, when they're on ESPN, the reigning MVP, Russell Westbrook, it sounds so good.
Yeah, but you know what I would hate on the other end of that is he's MVP, and then they get swept by the Warriors, and everyone's having a... I can't, dang it. Everyone's loving the Warriors. And then saying like, yeah, Russ was MVP, but KD really got the last laugh here. You know, it doesn't really matter. It's all about the playoffs, all about championships.
They would say that even if they didn't beat the Thunder, right?
Yeah.
So it's more likely that the Warriors get to the finals, right?
Yes.
And so I just don't, to me, I think the biggest accomplishment the Thunder can have this season is for Westbrook to win the MVP.
Mm.
I'm not, because they're not going to get to the conference finals.
God, wouldn't you love? But the second option here implies that OKC beats Golden State.
I know. It's basically, the question is, do you want Golden State to not win the championship more, or do you want Russell Westbrook to win the MVP? Or do you want Russell Westbrook to win the MVP more? That's the question.
MVP, I guess. MVP more.
I'd rather just Russ win the MVP. That's in the record books for all time. But OKC losing in the second round and the Spurs winning the West. I don't know. I mean that would be great.
God, I would love if we beat Golden State in the first round with Kevin Durant. That second option has to.
This doesn't say this, but the second option is not them beating Golden State in the first round.
But that's what it implies, right?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh. Okay. Well, then, no. Heck no. Like, that's the part. Is does Russ beat Golden State in the first round and send KD home, or does Russ get MVP?
If that's it, I'd rather have that.
Okay.
Just like the We Believe Warriors will live on forever, right? Because they beat the Mavs in a 1-8 matchup.
Yeah.
And you might as well get Baron Davis the MVP.
Right.
Because that team will live on forever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's what happens here in option two. But I'd rather Russ have the MVP.
Okay,
just me too. Give it to him.
Give it to him. Make Russ the PP man.
Why would you say make Russ the PP man?
Because we want him to be the PP man. Make him the PP man.
That's true. Most valuable peer.
No man PP. Oh, do we have a say what's sad?
Is anybody else here?
he's the PP man. That's what we want.
Make Russ the PP man.
Do you have a say what's sad of the week? You don't.
I have a couple say what stats from ESPN stats and information.
Lay on the stats.
Russell Westbrook has a triple double against 27 teams in the NBA. The only teams that he doesn't have triple doubles against, you guys know?
No. Yes, I do because this note is on.
Don't look.
I've already looked. I know the answer, and I never know the answers. Can I say it?
Yeah.
It's the Bulls. And the Hornets.
I really have to try to understand what words are saying sometimes. Wait, the Bulls,
and the Hornets.
Is that it? There's one more team. Oh, us.
Us, he has the Thunder. One against us. Oh, I love math.
When's he going to get one against us? Who knows? I don't know. That's a cool thing, though. 27 out of 31. So he's really spreading the wealth. I mean like 31 triple doubles that he has season. Yeah. He has 20 against 27 separate teams.
Only Jason Kidd has had more triple doubles against more teams.
What did he have? 29?
28.
Really? Yep. The Bulls and the Hornets.
The Bulls and the Hornets. It's coming for you, Jason Kidd.
Oh, Russie's getting those triple doubles.
He's coming for you.
Got to end
this. I drank a triple double last night and found a right old loss. Took her home.
Oh my.
Cooked our dinner. We went to bed. Hardy, hardy, hard.
We have got to end this podcast.
No. I have a miffed. I have a miffed.
No,
yeah, that's what I mean. Also, okay. Jusuf Nurkic, did you see his line last night?
Yeah, I did. No, I didn't. Lay it on me, bro.
Luke, what did you just do? Let me pull it up. The exact line. It was insane.
I'm gonna think of it.
In 38 minutes, he was 28 points, 6 blocks, 2 steals, 8 assists, and 20 bounds.
20 bounds.
And the Blazers got a first-round pick.
Oh, hell yeah.
And they traded Mason Plumlee.
Yeah, that was a good old trade. Nurkic has been good for them immediately. Like the first game he was there.
He's been awesome.
Yeah. I think he was just
nervous.
No. Nervous. I don't think he's a nervous guy at all. He doesn't play like that. He's a thick daddy, for one.
He is a total thick daddy. Also, he did it against Jahlil Okafor.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe like that's not that impressive.
It's still really impressive.
It is.
It's not like all of his stats came against Jahlil Okafor specifically.
So I took it.
He blocked Jahlil 6 times. Oh gosh.
He might have. I don't know. I didn't
watch
it. Got
20 rebounds over him.
That's crazy though.
That's crazy.
Hey guys, I got a question for you. Are you miffed and are you peeped?
Miffed!
Miffed!
Miffed! Miffed and peeped!
Yes, I'm miffed. I was at the game with my brother. We're sitting in Loud City, which is like the third tier. And every now and then, you get a couple who like doesn't go to a game a lot, but they don't really care about basketball that much, so they're just getting wasted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm one of those people.
Yeah, I know.
But those. I'm talking about, and no
I know
offense,
me.
No offense to you Bud Light drinkers, but I'm talking about some Bud Light drinkers.
I'm a Bud Light drinker, man.
Well, then offense to you. Okay. But so Bryce and I sit in the aisle. So we're the ones who have to get up when people have to go. It's fine, whatever. I don't care. But these people are going a lot. They're drinking so many beers.
You're talking about going pee-pee, right?
They're going to get drinks and to pee-pee. Yes. Okay. Like a lot. So at the start, before they're really drunk, they're going, oh, I'm so sorry, guys. You know, it's beer time. You know, whatever. But as the night goes on, it gets weirder and weirder. This lady gets up and comes back and she's like, I'm sorry, guys, I'm back. 1, 2, 3, 10, you know? And we're like, what does that mean? 1, 2, 3, 10. I don't know what that means. And then the guy was very nice at the start of the game. By the end of the game, he just looks at us. He taps my brother's shoulder and he goes, And then walks through.
I kind of like that.
And then he laughs because he has to get up. And then the lady again, one more time, at the end of the night, comes back. She goes, "Guys, we're thirsty." Spits all over my face. So much spit.
She thought you were thirsty too.
While she was looking at me, I was very annoyed with her. So while she was still talking to me, I made a point to wipe my face. So she knew she spit in my face.
Did she say anything?
No, she was like, no, they're like red faced and like Bud Lighted out.
Can't wait to get Bud Lighted out later today.
Oh, it is Friday, man.
It's Friday. Time to drink them.
The other thing is, I had a miffed and peeved, and I wasn't really miffed or peeved, but I thought it was funny. But it went on through the whole basketball game. There was a person standing behind me that was like, I don't know if he was being really loud or he was just like right next to my ear talking, but like. Basketball game be going, and just behind me be like, "Hey, do you want Lady Gaga tickets?"
What?
Just talking to the person next to him about going to see Lady Gaga. And she's like, "If you haven't seen her, you really should. Lady Gaga tickets. We can get them." And I'm like, for like 10 minutes talking about Lady Gaga right behind me.
Wow.
Wow. I hate you, 100 section people.
This is awesome.
Waste.
There was a bone in my Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Oh,
we've got to talk about this because we need to pursue legal action.
It's a problem. And you know what? I'm done with Chick-fil-A.
No, you're not.
No. For how long?
I don't know. I'm only going to Chicken Express, for real.
Okay, tell me
what happened. Are you serious? I'm dead serious.
Tell me what happened. Where was it in the chicken?
From the middle.
Did you bite into it? Tell me about it.
I bit into it, yes.
It was a big bone, too. You sent us a picture.
Yes.
Who are you with?
Asher.
Oh, yeah.
If it was Asher that was eating that sandwich?
I know. What if he swallowed the bone?
Hey, that could damage some teeth, man.
Could have swallowed it.
Yeah,
choked on him.
Cut up your insides.
Yep.
It did look like a
sharp.
It was sharp.
I know.
It was sharp.
So did you tell them?
Yes, I did.
What did they say?
They said, oh. They didn't know what to say.
Did they give you any free things?
I made them give me my money back.
Okay.
Did you ask them to give you your
money?
Did you
ask them for coupons?
I just said, I need my money back. I said, there's a bone in here.
That's so crazy.
Did you show them the rest of your meal?
I did.
Good.
I did. But I was wishing that it was Chicken Express instead.
What is this? So you're probably the biggest Chick-fil-A fan here on this podcast.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, but you were.
Why would I not?
Luke, you're a Arby's fan as well.
Yeah, I'm a food fan.
Right. But like, just let Andrew have this, okay?
You fine,
like
a lot Andrew, of food. Andrew, you can have it, and you're also very fashionable, okay? I said it.
Thank you. I'm wearing the socks you got me for Christmas.
We could be sock twins, but I don't have mine on.
Anyways.
So this is a big deal for you then.
So this is a big deal. Don't eat at Chick-fil-A.
Whoa, dude. Whoa, man.
Eat a Chicken Express. Go get yourself some mashed potatoes and gravy.
Hey, okay. This is what. Talk to me about Chicken Express. Do they have other sauces?
They have a barbecue sauce that's very good. Their thing is not the sauces, but they have they also have chicken wings that are really really good.
Sounds really good.
Fried catfish, delicious.
What is never mind. I need to talk about barbecue. I'm confused about it. What is it short? Is it short for something?
Barbecue?
Barbecue.
No, BBQ is short for barbecue.
BBQ? That's true. I love God.
What question is that?
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Is all barbecue served at bars? And so are you eating BQ?
No!
Yes.
No!
I think you're eating the bars BQ. You heard it here first. You're eating the bars BQ.
That's a high thing to say. I think that's true.